Hey, what's up? This is Mario with Rugged 33 Podcasts, and I know it's been a bit. We actually had some interruptions, to say the least, but today we're going to get right into the show. We're going to talk about Turkey. I have my lovely translator, Ice the Translator. That's her actual whole name. What's your last name again?
Cunuşbayeva.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Aysulu Cunuşbayeva.
Oh, you want to say your whole real name on the podcast? Anyways, her name is Ice. And so we go to Turkey. The cool thing is I'd never been there. How many times have you been there?
Several times, maybe three, four times maybe. Really? Yeah.
For work, friends?
Yeah, I just visited friends a couple of times. And a couple of times one of my friends invited for a conference, mm-hmm. Christian conference. Yeah. Oh.
But before that, you're partying like a rock star in Istanbul?
It was a
lot of people go there. They say it's like a good party place as well, right?
Really? No. I didn't heard about that.
Maybe the people that I talk to.
Maybe.
Yeah. They're like, you need to go. It's a cool city. But anyways, so it's how long is the flight? Five hours from Central Asia to Istanbul. Mm-hmm. The crazy part about Turkey, just to give you some history about Turkey, mm-hmm. is there's so much history. Mm-hmm. And because Istanbul used to be the city called Constantinople.
Yeah.
If you guys are into history, that's the name of the city. And as you know, in the world at that time, it was like a huge city.
Yeah, it was in a Byzantine time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Istanbul is the most popular city in Turkey. Yeah. And it's located in the northwestern part of Turkey.
And the crazy part about Istanbul and Turkey is that it sits on two continents.
Yeah.
It's the Asians, there's the European side, and then there's the Asian side. And it's separated by the Bosphorus Strait, which in the pictures and the videos that we do have, we actually went on a boat tour that went through that strait.
Yeah, also which connected with the Sea of Marmara and Black Sea.
Right, right. Yeah, it was a good time because we stood on the Marble Sea and then also we would go to the Black Sea, Aegean Sea, and Mediterranean, right?
Mm-hmm. It's only the city in the world that sits on two continents.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So the thing, though, about Istanbul and Turkey, like, I thought that it was going to be, like, not as developed. I thought it was going to be, like, this dusty, undeveloped. Like, honestly, that's the way I thought it was. And then when we got there, it was highly developed. I mean, they even have Starbucks, McDonald's. Like, you know, they have the metro system, the public transit was even better than Los Angeles. I was really surprised.
They have, like, say your public transport system is very developed, like metro, underground metro. They have car, taxi, ship, like, yeah.
And 2/3 of the New Testament is written about Turkey or in Turkey.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. Like, when we got there, like, I knew that before, but I didn't realize how much of it, mm-hmm. how much history, especially Christian history, and the new church was developed there in Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like about Istanbul because it is a historic center of Turkey with Byzantine and Ottoman architecture.
The place that we didn't get to go was the Turkish Grand Bazaar. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have been there. It's a really cool place.
What did you like about it?
It's just so many stuff you can buy. It's beautiful. It's this atmosphere of, Turkish. You could feel this Turkish culture. Yeah, I really like that place.
They say it's one of the oldest, largest covered markets in the world, with over like 4,000 shops, and up to 400,000 daily visitors.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's very beautiful place.
Well, we didn't have a lot of time there. We stayed 2 days?
2 days.
Mm-hmm. But the highlight of the trip for me was this place called Hagia Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's basically it's an old church. Old cathedral that has been converted into a mosque.
Yeah, the Hagia Sophia was built as a Christian cathedral, but it was converted to a Muslim mosque in 1453. Yeah, after the conquest of Constantinople by Sultan Mehmed II.
Oh, I understand. When we got there, it's this huge cathedral. Mm-hmm. Mosque, because it looks like a mosque from the outside. But when we went inside, it was like, you know how people say like breathtaking?
Yeah.
And for me, that's what it was, because when I walked in, it was just so huge and huge and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately thought, how in the world did they build this place with the tools that they had at that time? Because you talk about mosaics, tapestries. Just the architecture alone, because it's two levels and we were on the bottom level. They say I did some history. They say on the second level, that's where like all the prominent people would sit for church, and all the locals sat at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was it about Hagia Sophia that stuck out for you?
I really like the atmosphere. Like, I really like the atmosphere inside of this church. You could feel that it's like, you could feel Holy Spirit inside of this building.
And it's funny that you say that. I was talking to my mom earlier and I was telling her about Hagia Sophia, about this cathedral, this basilica. And I told her the same thing. I'm like, when you walk in there, and even before I walked in, it just was even overwhelming when I walked inside, that you felt that. You felt like, man, this is definitely a holy place. Like, God's spirit is here,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's this type of reverence that you have for it. And so, to paint a picture for you, you walk in and there's so many people. And they put this beautiful, like, emerald carpet on the floor, on the ground. And it's throughout the whole church, but there's huge... what are they called? Like lamps, big lamps that light up the whole church. You could see where they tried to cover up Christian paintings and relics, and they would use tapestries, these white sheets basically, to cover like Jesus and Mary. And if you looked behind it, because they're way up in the ceiling, but it was cool to see the angels. They had the four angels there, Michael, Gabriel, and the other two. I forgot the other two, but it was just awesome.
Yeah, I really like that they couldn't destroy like all Christians things. Like, you even they wanted to turn it to the Muslim mosque, but definitely you could feel that it was a church.
Yeah. Well, they have crosses that are seeping through the where they tried to paint over them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're walking through, you could see crosses throughout this mosque. And even on the outside, you could see where they did masonry work, and there was crosses as well. They haven't covered them up. So I thought that part was really cool as well. People actually go there and they pray for Muslim people do, because it is a mosque now. Mm-hmm. So plenty of people go there. They pray. They have special designated places where you can pray. But it was nice when I was sitting there. It was really cold inside there.
Mm-hmm.
It was cold outside, but inside it was really cold. And I was just able to sit on the floor and just look up and look at all the amazing architecture, but at the same time, able to thank God that I was there, you know, yeah. Because what people don't know about church history, well, some people don't know about church history, the Christian church history, is a lot of decisions for the early church were made there,
mm-hmm.
and were instituted there. And so it's highly significant if you're a Christian. People from all over the world, Orthodox Christianity and Catholics, travel there as like a pilgrimage. Pilgrim, yeah. Did you know about this as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why a lot of, I would say my friends didn't know about Hagia Sophia, and I didn't know about Hagia Sophia until I started doing research about Turkey. You know, that church history. But I don't know, I thought it was really cool. What else interested you about Hagia Sophia or Istanbul?
Istanbul, it's a really, really big historic place. Yeah, and yeah, it's so many things you could see, you could find for yourself. Yeah,
it is. Again, it's just rich in history. So we were there for 2 days, and we went into the Sultan's Palace, right? And what is it?
Sultan Ahmed?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that guy. The crazy part is we were able to go in his palace, and it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to get into this church history because you'll find this very interesting. When the Sultan took wives from other countries and other yeah. places, they were not Muslim. A lot of them were Christian.
Yeah, not a lot of them. All of them, they were Christians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they are Muslim, like, they cannot be their slave, or they cannot be in garem, yeah? Mm-hmm. Where Sultan wives were living is garem, yeah.
Yeah, so the Sultan has a harem full of wives.
Yeah.
And we went to where he kept all their wives. Mm-hmm. And all of them, most of them, or I guess all of them are Christian. And I didn't know that. I was like, wow, that's so crazy that he did that. And they all came from different nations.
Yeah.
You know, that's why in that area, Turkish people, I'm not lying, a lot of them look like my Uncle Davey.
Yeah.
My Uncle Davey or one of my cousins named Ben. And so many times I'm like, hey, Uncle Davey, what are you doing here? You know, like they we could pass as Turkish people. And being there, Turkish people would greet me as being a Turk. How do you say?
Abi.
Yeah, but how do you say it? Merhaba,
yeah. Merhaba abi.
Yeah, so they would say merhaba abi, and it means hello brother. And I'm like, oh, sorry, bro, I'm not Turkish, I'm Mexican. And they're like, Mexican? I'm like, yes. They're like, oh, tacos. I'm like, yes, tacos. You know, so it was funny because they would see me and they thought I was Turkish.
Yeah,
and I could see why. I totally could see why. The other interesting thing about Turkish people that I noticed is that either the Turkish guys are really, really tall or really, really short.
Mm-hmm.
There was like no in between.
Yeah.
You know, they were really tall and really short. And so I thought that was interesting. There was guys with brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes. Like, they look so different. Yeah. There's such a wide range of people.
What about girls? Like,
the girls, I think they look like, they look Arabic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look Arabic. They, not all of them, but it looked like they didn't age well. And I say that in a nice way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they really looked older than what they actually were.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. they had a hard life. I don't know. It was just my perspective. By far, I'm not a professional mm-hmm. observer. It was just what I seen, you know. And the woman that I talked to there.
Mm-hmm.
So, because as you know, Turkey is one of the least reached places for the gospel. And so it's very difficult. I have friends that actually live there, and for the Christian, it's very difficult. If you would look in facts, that they say it's less than 0.2% Christian, not even 2%. So yeah, not even 1%, 0.2. Yeah. So I was really, really surprised. The bigger, they say that, like in any place, the bigger the city, the more acceptable they are. You know what I'm saying? Like here in Bishkek, they're a little bit more acceptable to other religions or people. But if you go to the villages, they're not as acceptable, you know, to maybe Christianity, to definitely to Christianity.
Yeah, I knew one missionary family in Turkey. Mm-hmm. They were living in Antioch, Novye, ancient Antioch, where Paul was living there. Yeah. He's from Antioch. So, yeah. So they were missionaries about 20 years there. Mm-hmm. After 20 years, they just, Polish government just kicked them out. So, yeah.
Yeah, they actually, in some of the churches there, they actually have security.
Yeah.
Because some of the radical Muslims, they just do crazy stuff. Google it, check it out. You'll see how difficult it is for the Christian there in Turkey. But I want to say this, like, in a lot of the least reached for the gospel, it's very difficult for the Christian. Yeah. Very hard for the Christian. And I think that when you come from a country that is saturated in Christianity and Christian culture, sometimes we lose the empathy for the Christian that is being persecuted. You know, sometimes we forget like about them, or maybe it's just ignorance, not knowing. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know how difficult it is for the Christian in other cultures.
Yeah, and it seems that they are saying it's democratic country,
yeah.
But
like your country, like Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah,
right. Like, they say we're a democratic country,
but
and
it's not. Yeah, actually, yeah. Especially their president is like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, like so, the Turkish president now, anybody who goes against him, vocally or video or writing, like he imprisons, he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Anybody that opposes him. And so it was some years ago, I know maybe some of the listeners heard, there was a Christian pastor that he imprisoned. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, one of his opposers defected to United States. So the president of Turkey wanted that guy back, so that they could basically kill him. And so he said, we'll give you your pastor if you give us this guy. And America, to my knowledge, didn't. They didn't trade. But here in Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah. So in Kyrgyzstan, our government gave, like, yeah, they just, like, gave them this guy who was against of government, Turkish government, yeah. And now he's in a prison.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't kill him. I thought they
did. No, they didn't kill, but he's in a prison. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, Kyrgyzstan and Turkey have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
And they say, like, you guys are cousins or brothers. Like, you guys are part of, like, Turkish brotherhood.
Yeah.
Because when you speak Kyrgyz, you said it's easy for you to learn Turkish.
Kyrgyz language is the root of the Kyrgyz language is a Turkic. It comes from the Turkic languages. So, yeah, our languages are very common. Like for 60%, yeah, you could understand the language.
Yeah. But I'll say this. Kyrgyz is difficult.
Yeah.
But it's not as difficult as Turkish.
Yeah.
But Russian, oh my God, Russian
it's
is so hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard. Okay, so we're in Istanbul. After Istanbul, which we did go on the street. We went on that boat ride. That was really cool.
Bosphor tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bosphor tour. And then after Istanbul, we went to Troy, right?
Yeah.
Çanakkale.
Also, it is Smyrna in the Bible. That's the name of the city.
Oh,
it's Smyrna.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. We were talking about it earlier. It's Smyrna. And so Paul writes about it. So anyways, we go to Smyrna or present day Troy. You guys seen the movie with Brad Pitt. Ice made me watch it again. We watched it, but she said she watched it, air quotations, for pure historical reasons.
Yeah.
But she kept on pausing it during a...
no.
I'm just joking. She kept on pausing it. I don't know why during the fight scenes between Brad Pitt and Eric Bana. No, I don't think that's Eric Bana. Maybe it is. No, it's not. Anyways. But anyway, that movie Troy, we actually went to where that all went down and happened.
Mm-hmm. So the ancient city of Troy, like, has been recorded even like as a world culture heritage by UNESCO, I think in 1998, and it is one of the most well-known ancient cities in the world.
And for you Southern Kelly Trojan fans out there, that is where, you know, that mascot, Trojans, Troy, that's where they came from. So for all of you USC fans out there, fight on, go for it, Troy.
Yeah, I really like that place because of this. This is a very ancient city.
Yeah.
One of the
When we went there, we went to see a replica of the actual Trojan horse, and then we went to a museum, and we were able to see artifacts. We were able to learn more about Troy. It was just really cool.
Yeah.
I just want to say for my friends, John, and my crazy friends out there, I saw a actual sculpture, and I took a picture of it, of a boy suckling straight from the teats of a cow, like straight, like from the tap. And so I took a picture of it, and then I'm like, hey, I pointed it out. Do you remember what I pointed it out to you? And I'm like, Ice, is this the way you drink milk? And she's like, no, that's disgusting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it is also described in the epic of Homer's and Iliad. Have you ever heard about that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and it is also mentioned about 9 different civilizations survives there. Hittites. Yeah,
the Hittites, right?
Yeah,
Hittites. They're in the Bible. They were like one of the biggest oppositions against the Israel people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no, Troy was cool, man. I really liked it. Just so much rich in history. So from Troy or Troya.
Troy.
And that's where we went to. Was that the Aegean Sea already?
It is the Aegean Sea.
Okay, so we go to the Aegean Sea and we go for a run because we're training for a marathon, right?
Yeah.
And I want to say a 5K for me, 10K for Ice. Mm-hmm. So we're running, and I see some fishermen. And I'm a fisherman, so I'm like, Ice, let's go talk to these guys. And so we get there, and Ice freaked out because they had a really good security dog. The dog started barking, and the crazy part is, Kyrgyz people and dogs don't mix. I've seen on the streets, like, the littlest dog, like, the biggest guy's like, oh, no, like, they freak out about dogs.
Yeah.
So it was like, I wanted to get a little Frenchie here, and I asked my landlord, and she's like, impossible. And I'm like, impossible? It's actually pretty possible. I have a big 2-bedroom. I live by myself, you know, and I'll just take them for a while. And it was highly trained, but she's like, impossible. You cannot have a dog. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, but it is also dangerous. Like they can bite you, and you can have this disease, you know, that it is.
Rabies.
Yeah, that's why people are afraid, you
Yeah,
know,
because
dogs.
there are a lot of street dogs here.
Street dogs we have.
Yeah.
That's why I heard even a couple of times, you know, that
People get bitten.
people get beaten and then, you know, they died or something. Yeah, that's why people are afraid. It's normal
Yeah, I
thing.
get it. So we walk up to the fishermen, and so I don't know how you greeted them, but it ended up coming out the guy's like, "I'm from America too," right?
Yes, his crazy accent.
Yeah, he had a crazy Turkish accent. Where was he from? New Jersey.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think, yeah.
he was from New Jersey. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was from New Jersey, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I used to live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania," and he knew where it was.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I like Philadelphia." And then I don't know at what point of the conversation, but I'm like, "Oh, I'm Mexican." And he's like, "Ah, taco." And I'm like, "Yeah, tacos." Like, but they were really nice. They showed us. So for you fishermen out there, they were catching mackerel. And I know, yeah. So, and it's weird because I know a lot of people, like fishermen in California, they're like, "Ah, mackerel, you just throw them back." But they eat mackerel. When I see mackerel, I'm like, "Oh, I'm not eating it." But it's all good. But they do have Durango there. I've seen like this type of fish. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, so we went on the run. If you look on my Instagram page or Facebook page, you could see some video of the Aegean Sea. It's really cool. And while I was there, I was running by myself because the ice runs like crazy. I'm running by myself, but I'm just thanking God. I'm like, "Dude, I never thought I'd be at the Aegean Sea." You know what I'm saying? And this whole time, this whole trip, I'm like I'm a dude from East LA, man. From Whittier area, and my dad's from East Los, my mom's from Wilmas, from Wilmington. Like, what am I doing here? And I just want to say I'm thankful to God. Like, I never thought I would be there. I never thought, like, man, like Bible character, like real Bible people were there. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever get like that when you go to these places?
Yeah, when I just traveled first time
Oh, probably the
Istanbul,
first time.
first time I was really excited. I was really thankful. Yeah,
Right.
so I was I had the same feelings like you, that I was so thankful to God. Like, yeah, I'm in this holy place. Like, yeah.
Did it strengthen your faith, like you going and visiting these places?
Yeah, for
Did it make it
sure.
like
Like,
real?
yeah, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, it did. It was like, man, like I can't believe like Paul was here. Because
Yeah.
after Troia or Troy, we went
To
to
FS.
Ephesus, which we know as Ephesus,
Yeah.
which, so I want to say something that's pretty interesting. There's this beer called Ephes, right?
Yeah.
And they do have it here in Kyrgyzstan also.
Yeah.
And it's very popular. But I didn't know it was Ephesus. I didn't know like that's the name of it. And the reason why is because in Ephesus they produce this beer. And anywhere in Turkey they have this beer. Anyway, so I just thought that was interesting to see a beer called Ephes, Ephesus. So we go to Ephesus. And so let me make it clear. So Paul was there, the Apostle Paul. Mary ended her end of days was in Ephesus,
Ephesus, yeah.
along with John, because John took care of Mary. And so when we go to Ephesus, for me, it was mind-blowing because just the artifacts, the street, there's like a street. You're walking most likely where Paul and Mary and John were walking.
Even they have like House of Mary, like so many pilgrims, like a million of pilgrims coming just to see that place. It's a place where John died.
Right.
The place, like, it's so many history in that place, like seven churches.
So Ephesus by far was probably the high point for me of the whole trip. Ephesus, just the artifacts, the place, the seven churches, like, I'm walking there. I never thought I would ever be there. I read about it. I'm studying about it again. I'm in school. We're going through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And it's like, I'm walking where all this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
You know, we're visiting these places. I want to say the food, because people have asked me about Turkish food. I love Turkish food. It's so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And even in Kyrgyzstan, my go-to is always Turkish food. Like, I like Kyrgyz food, but Turkish food is on another level.
Yeah.
And so they have this thing called lahmacun.
Lahmacun.
Right? Lahmacun. It's basically like a crispy tortilla with chunks of meat and other spices and veggies. They put cilantro, tomatoes, onion, and lemon. I'm like, these guys have to be like Mexican, man. Right? And then I throw, of course, some chili, little green chilies in there. They do that too. And you roll it up and you eat it. And it's amazing. The other cool thing is they eat olives like crazy. Green ones with pimentos in it and black ones. And so you're just eating the whole time. We're eating olives. There was really good chicken breasts. The fish was good. All the food was really good and really healthy. About Ephesus?
Yeah. Also, like, it is like in his last of his second missionary, like, Paul? Journey of Paul, like, came to Ephesus with his, like, companions, like, Luke, Silas, Timothy, Aquila, Priscilla. And it Paul is the one of who founded of Church of Ephesus. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And then we're standing in a not a cathedral, but like a Colosseum type place where I believe Paul would speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. Also, like, Ephesus played like important role of the spread of Christianity. Yeah. Like, yeah, Ephesus is mentioned like multiple times in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the seven churches of Asia are mentioned in the book of Revelation and were located in Western Turkey. And some of them are still standing today.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part is, and I'm like, man, we were able to go there. Just like Hagia Sophia was a church before, and it was converted into a mosque and later a museum. There were so many things there. Oh, St. Nicholas, the inspiration for Santa Claus, was born in Patara, Turkey, lived most of his life nearby Myra. His tomb is still a popular pilgrim site for Christians and Muslims. That's the crazy part.
Uh-huh.
Right. And also in Ephesus, Mary's house is there. Like, there's just so many things that, you know, when you think, when you go there, for me, it was just like all this church history, like things that I believe in and that I share all have, you know, happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the highlights for Ephesus is when I went into the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and a lot, it's still like standing really nice. It's beautiful. The library was just like off the, it was crazy. It was really cool. What about you?
So also you could see this all, everywhere you could see this crosses, like,
right.
The cool part.
Like, yeah. Like, no, you could see crosses in, crosses all over the place.
Yeah.
Carved in stone,
mm-hmm.
you know, carved in the buildings, you could see crosses. One of the other cool things was, you guys know I have this thing with bathrooms. They, Ephesus, they had a public bathroom, and it's on my, you could look in the videos, I put it in videos on Instagram, but they actually have like cutouts where you sit, cut out stone. Where you actually sit and there's a hole and it's like U-shaped and that's where they use the bathroom. So I thought that was interesting as well. Yeah. So from Ephesus, we went where was next?
Pamukkale.
Okay, so Pamukkale is made up of, in Bible days, it was basically the Tri-Cities, Hierapolis. It was Colossae. And then what was the third one? I can't believe I forgot this.
But I know it was Hierapolis, old city.
Yeah, it's Hierapolis, Colossae, and I forgot the third one. Anyways, here, now it's present-day Pamukkale, which is, they have this hot springs of salt. It's all white.
It's Cotton Castle.
Yeah,
yeah, English. Yeah. You could translate as a Cotton Castle.
Cotton Castle.
Yeah.
There's your cool, what is it, accent. It is a Cotton Castle. It's funny, guys. I tease Ice. I don't tease her. I just think it's cool. Like, she's Asian with a Russian accent. And she'll be like, Mario, it's hot outside. And I'm like, it's hot. And she's like, shut up. You know, so anyways, we have a friendship like that where I could tease her about her accent. But so we're at Pamukkale, which it's known for. It's also known for the Cotton Castle. It's white. They say it's one of the wonders of the world.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So check it out. So that's where we go. But it's also the place where Philip, the Apostle Philip, got martyred. And so they have a big memorial for him up on this hillside. Beautiful grassy hillside with flowers, red flowers, yellow flowers. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to go there. And that's what stuck out to me was Philip, because I love the story. Philip, when he goes and talks to the eunuch.
Yeah.
The treasurer of, like, Ethiopia.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the theater that we visit. Right. It was really cool. It's like, yeah, breathtaking. Like,
yeah, no, that the theater is amazing. And I took a really cool video. And again, I imagined, like, the people of Hierapolis walking, because it sits on this mountainside, this hillside. Like, people would have to walk up there to go to the theater. And we were able to walk up there and walk down. The other cool part was Cleopatra's pools.
Yeah. It is just a really cool place. Yeah. You could chill. Yeah.
Okay. Cleopatra's pools. Let me paint a picture for you. Clear, amazing water that is warm. And then there is
it's not just water, like, it's just spring water underground.
It right
comes from underground.
Yeah, it comes from underground water. And there are, you could see part of a building or civilization, right? Rocks.
Yeah.
Inside the water.
Yeah.
So these not
columns.
Yeah, columns. Stuff. Yeah, so from that time. So it's just crazy. It's like you could spend all day there. And the messed up part is because we're on this tour, which, me personally, I'd never do a tour again. It was cool for the first time, but when I go back, because I'd like to take my family there.
Yeah.
I would love, hopefully my mom comes this summer with me. So I think what we're going to do is we'll fly from Los Angeles or San Francisco to go visit my uncle, her brother, in Amsterdam. Stay a couple days there so that we break up the flight, because the flight's so long. You mm-hmm. know, so we'll go to Amsterdam and then maybe Turkey.
Yeah.
And take her to Hagia Sophia. She'll probably, like, start crying and stuff.
I'll be she like, she will love Istanbul.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, so Hagia Sophia. I want to take her to Hagia Sophia, definitely. Ephesus. And Pamukkale. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But no, it was just, you could spend all day there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things to see, because they actually have a Colosseum. And we went to the theater. We didn't even walk to the Colosseum because we didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
And so now I know how to prepare for next time when we go. So hopefully you could come along and translate.
Yeah, I hope.
So, okay, so what else? What else was cool about Pumakile for you besides?
It's just old ancient city, yeah. Hierapolis, where even Philip or Paul were, yeah. Speak in the theater, you know, to yeah. all these people, all this Hierapolis. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I just imagine all this sense. Yeah. Scenes in yeah. my mind. Yeah, I yeah. think it is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good too. Let's see. So we go to Herophiles, which was really cool. And then the next place was...
Antalya.
So Antalya is right on the Mediterranean. I thought it was this small fishing village, yeah. like old school fishing village. And we get there and it's crazy developed with, I think it was over... I don't know.
Two million people living there.
And but it was beautiful. It was so beautiful, so nice. I actually got a job offer there. They're like, could you start tomorrow? I went for an interview, and they're so nice, so kind. And God's not calling me to Turkey now.
Yeah.
So but it was cool. It was beautiful. What about Antalya? What was it that you liked?
Yeah, Antalya is the most important tourism destination in Turkey and one of the best in the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a lot of... On Paul's first journey, he stopped in Antalya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read about it.
Really?
I didn't yeah. know that. Yeah. So he actually writes about Antalya. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's so crazy. So Antalya, it's this big... This city, 2 million people city, super developed. Oh yeah, that's where we had Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Domino's Pizza.
And Starbucks.
Yeah, and Starbucks. Yeah. Oh, actually, and McDonald's.
Yeah, and McDonald's.
Yeah, so because yeah. we went on, what was it? Oh, it was your first time in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Aquarium. How was that experience?
Oh, it was so cool. Yeah, it was my first experience to see... different kind of fishes. Yeah, it was really cool.
Sharks,
yeah.
Right. Stingrays.
Mm-hmm.
Piranhas. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, they have the world's largest aquarium tunnel.
Yeah.
That at least that's what they said, so mm-hmm. I'm gonna believe. But largest aquarium tunnel. So we went in that with our friends. It was really cool. Turkey as a whole was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely go back to those places. Troy was cool, but I liked Ephesus and Herophiles.
Yeah.
By far, those are my favorite places.
Yeah, and also so many really cool places to visit, like Şirince. We didn't go there, but it's really cool place. It's just amazing, yeah.
Mm. Have you been to Antioch?
Yeah, I was being in Antioch. Yeah, their missionary family that I know, like they were living in Antioch as a missionary. So and then when government kicked them out, they moved to Cyprus, and I meet that people in Cyprus. So then in Cyprus they invited me to go to Antioch. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool, I went to Antioch with them. Yeah.
That's amazing. The first mm-hmm. church, huh?
I went to this first church. Yeah. It's Paul's church. Paul's church. Yeah.
It's actually a building.
It's a building. It's like still. Historical. Yeah. Oh, wow. Places. Like. It's,
and that's in the southern end of south. It would be the southeast, right?
Yeah.
Southeast mm-hmm. of Turkey. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Next time I go, I want to go to Antioch. I know they've been hit by the earthquake really bad.
Yeah, I know.
It was horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible. So we're almost coming to an end. We're at 44 minutes. But what I wanted to talk about was something interesting. Our experience was cool. One of the craziest parts was poor Ice, the translator. Now, in her culture... If you, like a lot of people, if you see a man and a woman together, like a lot, they automatically think that you're married. Now, mind you, we're with other friends, we're hanging out, we're all chilling, but I don't speak Russian. So Ice the translator is working and telling me what's going on throughout the tour and this kind of stuff. So while we're on the tour, the whole time her people think that we're married. And in the there was a group of people from Osh. It's south of Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah.
And those people are really religious. Like, mm-hmm. like you talk about Pharisees, they're like the Muslim Pharisees.
Yeah.
Right? So it was not only sightseeing and checking out and connecting with other believers, but the whole time poor Ice is going through it because they think that we're married or that we're dating, even to the point we're sitting down and we're eating, and they have no problem asking how many kids do you have, how long have you been married, blah, 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 blah. So at this time, it was easier for us to say like, oh yeah, we're married. And so they gave her such a hard time. I see.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, asking like, questions, is he Christian, like why he like, yeah, what is your parents thinking about like, yeah, that you are dating this Christian guy.
Yeah So yeah, they're giving her the third degree. So I'll paint a picture for you. So we're sitting down eating and this lady is talking to older lady is talking to Ice and asking her questions like this, like, how does your mom feel about you being married to a Christian man? Like, aren't you, go ahead.
Yeah, she said also, maybe he will become Muslim.
Yeah, they asked me.
I know one of my friends, like a daughter, got married to a foreigner and he become like Muslim here. Yeah. Maybe he will also become Muslim.
Yeah, so they asked me and I was like, no, you know, and I'm like, I'm at the point of, like, I've already told the Ice, I'm like, if anybody ever asks about me, I can't deny that I'm a Christian.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You know, like, I won't.
Yeah.
And the reason why that I feel like I had to say that on the podcast is because people don't understand.
Yeah.
I think some people from the West, they don't understand what that potentially could mean. You know what I'm saying? It could mean loss of job. It could mean a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Like really bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Worse for you, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're curious, you have to be Muslim.
Yeah. I had already problems with that, like, yeah, with secret police. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I wear one time cross, and then, like, people start to act crazy. Like, yeah, why are you a Christian? Like,
even from your work, huh?
Yeah.
Saw a picture also on your Instagram.
Not a picture, I wear the cross.
Oh, you wore it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, they were asking questions and like, yeah.
See, because...
doing crazy stuff, yeah. Like,
in this country, like if you're a Westerner, they think already that you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're Kyrgyz, you're Muslim.
Yeah.
So, but it's different if you're Kyrgyz. If you're a Kyrgyz Christian, you're like... you're like Bigfoot. Yeah, and you're an outcast.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyways, we're coming to a close. I think maybe next time we'll talk about that a little bit more, about what it means and what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys enjoyed the Turkey podcast, the segment of the travel. I want people to know, I want to end the show with, I want people to know that... a lot of people are like, man, it looks like you really love what you do. And I do, because God put it in my heart to be here. But they don't see like all the difficult things that I have to go through, you know, as being here. They don't see that yesterday, like I lived by myself, man. I ate dinner by myself. I ate breakfast. Actually, I only eat dinner now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I miss my family. It was my grandson's birthday, and I missed it. And there's a cost to serving Christ. And I chose to answer the call. Like, I know my assignment. And so do I love what I do? I do. I love it. And the reason why is because God put it in my heart to do this. Or else I wouldn't be here. I'd be in my comfortable home. I think definitely I'd be in Montana by now. I'd be a teacher or escrow officer making good money, not one third of the money that I'm making here. But that's not what God has called me to do. And so when people say, oh, it looks like you're having such a good time, it looks easy. Yeah, those are the highlights. But how about having to pay bribes? How about, you know, being questioned at the border constantly, missing your family, you know, missing high points of life. It's not always easy. But I really believe that it's only the peace of Christ that I, you know, that I'm here. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful to him.
Yeah.
Did you have something to say, Ice? No, you're like, no. I want you guys to, Ice always gets nervous when she does a podcast. She's really quiet and chill. But anyways, Rugged 33 podcasters, or podcast listeners, I just want to encourage you. Following Christ, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I really believe the least that I could do is be thankful. And hopefully my life reflects that I'm thankful to him. You know, hopefully it reflects like, Lord, I'm thankful. Like tomorrow's Easter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge day tomorrow. And so I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all the listeners. Pray for me. Pray for Ice the translator. And for the potential believers that we come in contact with. God bless you guys. I hope you guys loved it. We're out.
Yep.